just to reiterate again that there is a consultation period on the National Planning Framework. Part of that will be the 10-year capital plan. And I've been having very, very strong conversations with my colleagues around the Cabinet table that we need to Brexit-proof this capital plan. We need to ensure that post-Brexit, that with the United Kingdom leaving the European Union, that Donegal is not left in isolation again. We have to ensure that if there is to be connectivity, be it through roads, infrastructure, education, and also to continue the collaborative work at a health level, we've to speed ahead with that. So within the 10-year capital plan, that will be coming together and announced in November of this year. And as part of the National Planning Framework, a 40-year vision for the country, we have to be very conscious that any future infrastructural investment or any future service provision has to take into context people on both sides of the border. In the past, Donegal was treated in isolation. The likes of Derry City was treated in isolation in terms of funding for service provision. But if you take the whole region as a city region and see Donegal as part of the city region of Derry, we're in a much better place in order to get the proper services and the proper infrastructure services that we didn't get in the past.
The whole idea of Brexit, it is still quite unsettling, isn't it, when we see the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, not really having any concrete plans in terms of that border issue?
It is very unsettling. It's unsettling for people in business. The uncertainty is not just one side of the border. The Taoiseach was in Derry last week and he got a sense of things in there with regard to their own worry around Brexit. But the positive end of things is in relation to what we can do collectively. And there was a great, great positive sense from business people within Derry that we can do things in partnership, that we can do things together, whether that's building a breakwater in Greencastle that can help Derry Port, whether that's a road going up through Northern Ireland, the A5, connecting into Letterkenny. That's where we need to see this this drive, and I will continue to persevere in that regard, and also continue to impress upon my Cabinet colleagues that if we're going to have a planning framework for the country, Northern Ireland has to be part of that. And if Northern Ireland is part of that, and looking at Derry as a driver for the region of Donegal, Donegal will benefit from that.